What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com.
Hey, when the time comes to plan your next big getaway, know they got a destination idea for you. Orlando. Just think about it. The thrills at their 15 world-class theme parks, followed by awesome outdoor adventures, amazing food festivals, and top-notch dining spots. Orlando has all that and much more than you'd expect. In Orlando, anything is possible if you can imagine it. Plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com. It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter. That's all you have to do, okay? We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know. It could be yours. This one right here.
It could be. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, no more children, please. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been dating a very handsome and physically fit man for 2 years, and we've reached a roadblock in our relationship. He's never been married, and he doesn't have any children. When we met, he was glad I had children because he didn't want any. He loves my children and treats them well, so that made me love him more. I had a child when I was 16 years old and another when I was 17. I got married when I was 21 and had 3 children from that marriage. That marriage ended after my husband cheated on me. I got remarried when I was 33 and I had 2 children from that marriage. We didn't stay married long because he was an alcoholic. I did a darn good job raising all of my children by myself with minimal child support. Now all I want is to enjoy life and get marriage right this time. I had hoped that I met my soulmate, but I am starting to question it because he told me that he wants a son and a daughter by me. I do not want to throw away 2 years of dating over this issue and having kids with him. There's no getting through to him. I am afraid to tell him it's a definite no for me because I may lose him forever. I had a big dinner at my house and I invited all of my children in hopes that he would change his mind. I am also a grandmother of three, so that is an additional responsibility. I am tired of raising children, period. I've considered getting a tubal ligation to make sure I will not get pregnant by him. Would it be selfish of me to continue dating this man knowing that I have no plans to have children with him? Well, what did you say when he said he wanted more children? Did you tell him right then that you didn't want any more? Or are you, you know, stretching it out because you're afraid you might lose him if you tell him the answer? Will it be selfish of you to continue dating him? Yeah, it'll be selfish if you don't tell him the truth, but it's not selfish of you not to want any more kids. You already have seven and three grandkids. I mean, you said it yourself. You're done. Seven kids, three grandkids, and you have the right to say no at this point because it's your body. You said you want to settle down, enjoy life and all that. And initially, this guy said he didn't want any children. You've been having children since you were 16, but you already know this. And it's okay. Your issue is going to be deciding what to do about your very handsome and physically fit man that now wants to have kids by you. That's why it's good to check in when you're in these relationships, see if your feelings have changed. He's not having it. He wants kids. He wants two, a boy and a girl. What are you going to do? I mean, you got to tell him the truth. You got to let him know. And if you lose him, that's the risk you're taking. That's it. Steve?
Wrong person to ask this question to. The subject, no more children, please. I can't tell you how many times I said that. I said it yesterday.
What? As recently as yesterday?
Yesterday, and I can't even have no more kids. Don't even want no more kids. I don't even care. I really want some more grandkids because I need these boys to have some boys so I can ensure my bloodline. Mm-hmm. I need Winton and Broderick to have some boys so I can keep this name alive. Jason already got two. Mm-hmm. I need them boys to have boys. My daughter got a son, but his last name is her husband's last name because I don't see why he can't have my damn name.
Really? Instead of his own son. Dad's last name.
Oh, I know I'm wrong. All the way wrong.
Yes.
Okay.
Wrong like two left shoes.
Yes.
But it was just something I wanted. Okay. This woman's been dating this very handsome, physically fit man for 2 years, and they've reached a roadblock in their relationship because the guy's never been married. He don't got no kids, and when he met, he said he's glad she had children because he didn't want any. He loves my children, treats them well, so that made me love him even more. Oh, such a good lad. I had a child when I was 16. Then I had another one when I was 17. Okay, we need the letter to start to slow at this point. Mm-hmm. Had one at 16, one at 17. I'm good. Storyline looking good. I got married when I was 21. Had three more children from that marriage. Did you not hear me go, at 16, 17? Uh-huh. Well, now we got five. And that marriage ended because your husband cheated on you. He didn't really cheat on you. He was just out somewhere taking a break from the kids. And something happened. That really wasn't cheating. That was just getting out the house away from the kids. And
exhaling.
Only other house he could go to was his other lady house.
He was exhaling.
Yeah, he was just over some chick's house where he could watch the game.
Without all the noise.
Yeah, that marriage ended. My husband cheated on me. I got remarried when I was 33. And I had two kids from that marriage. Ooh, Lord have mercy, you fine.
Yeah, I think she's beautiful.
She that fine, though.
Mm-hmm. I'm hoping. Because ain't no ugly person finna convince me of all this. I'm just going to be 100 with you.
You
cannot be an ugly person and I'm accepting all this.
All right, look.
You've got to be mind-blowing beautiful.
Hold that thought, okay? We'll have part
no
two.
No way!
Shut up! Part two.
Holy kid, holy baby daddy.
Steve's response.
Who is these kids? I can't keep up with these birthdays.
To the Strawberry Letters, okay. Coming up at 23 minutes after. Subject today, no more children, please. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant. AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Life is full of unexpected moments. Some joyous, some challenging. From car repairs to unexpected vet bills to everyday expenses, Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage life's everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you along the way. Enjoy 3% cashback rewards on your gas, groceries, and utilities, and 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? Breathe easy. With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And guess what? You can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Just head to Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify now. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card is your key to a world of convenience and is accepted at all your favorite stores where you can use MasterCard. Life isn't always smooth, but with Aspire, you'll never walk alone. Aspire is your faithful companion. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify for the Aspire Cashback Rewards Card today. Build, grow, Aspire. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject, no more children, please.
Well, I told you, I'm the wrong person to ask for help with this. No more children, please. I feel you. Anyway, she's been dating this handsome man, physically fit, for 2 years now. We've reached a roadblock in their relationship because he wants kids and said that he doesn't want kids. And when they met, he said that's great because she had children. Because he didn't want any, so he loves my children, treats them well, and that made me love them even more. I had a child when I was 16 years old, then I had another one when I was 17. We need to start pumping on the brakes right now. You might not have to stop the car, but you definitely need to be pumping the brakes.
A lot going on.
I got married when I was 21. I had 3 children out of that marriage. Okay. All right, now we're up into that zone. We got 5 now. And then that marriage ended after my husband cheated on me. I told you he didn't cheat on you. He was just going somewhere to get away from the kids. And there happened to be a woman sitting over there. And they started talking. One thing led to another. He really wasn't cheating on you. He was just getting out the house. That marriage ended after my husband cheated on me. I got remarried when I was 33. And I had 2 more kids out of that marriage. And we didn't stay together long because he was an alcoholic. Now, it wasn't because he just wanted to drink. But all them damn kids in there drove his ass to drink. So every man you have with a problem is causing them damn kids. I'm going to just tell you that right now. I'm telling you right now, the first man cheated on you because he was trying to get out the house with them 5 kids. Then you got married to another man. You had 2 more. Now he became an alcoholic. 7 kids will make your ass drink.
But they keep coming back, though.
Yeah, because she fine as hell. Let me tell you something. This girl right here, the only way this is working in this letter, this woman is fine as hell.
Okay.
Because that's the only way you taking up with all this here. He even tried to drink his way through the situation. I'm going to stay with her. I'm going to just get full every day to see if I can hang in there.
Her body and snatched right back after the baby.
Oh, boy, she was pop, pop, pop. She out there doing it. Oh, okay. We didn't stay married long because he was alcohol. I got a darn good, I did a damn good job raising all my children by myself.
That's commendable.
With minimal child support. Congratulations. Most women deserve a parade
single
for this.
Mothers. Yes.
Now all I want is to enjoy life and get marriage right this time. I had hoped that I met my soulmate, but I'm starting to question it because he told me that he wants a son and a daughter by me. Well, he probably saying by you because you're good at it. You're showing potential of being a great mother, and you still fine. And I want them by you, boy and a girl. Well, you can guarantee him one of them, but then we're at number eight then.
Yeah,
he wants one more, that's nine.
He's not going to have any.
Now you off into that Nick Cannon range.
Oh, Lord.
But at least the difference between this, all these are yours. I'm not knocking women with children because I've done that before. There's nothing wrong with having children. And I admire men who take on the responsibility that other men have walked away from. So that's not what this letter is about. This letter about it, Lord, how fine is she?
Is that what it's about?
Lord, God Almighty, how fine is she? This is the one strawberry letter where we needed a photo to accompany the letter. Because you have got to be one bad, bad somebody. Or else you toe up from the flow up, and the men you dating is toe up even more.
Oh.
That's the choice.
She fine.
I feel sorry for
but
she
I'm
fine.
Telling you right now, she fine.
Yeah.
There's no getting through to him. I'm afraid if I tell him it's definitely no for me because I may lose him forever. I had a big dinner at my house. I invited all of my children in hopes that he would change his mind. I'm also a grandmother of three. That's an additional responsibility. Yeah. And I'm tired of raising children. You got to.
Yeah.
Hell, your two husbands was tired too. The one that cheated and the one that drank
the
himself
alcoholic.
Out of here. I've considered getting
tubal ligation.
Considered getting tubal ligation. I don't know exactly what that is.
Getting
her tubes
tied.
I would consider, and I don't want to sound crass for anything, but I would,
God.
After seven kids, I would consider just getting myself closed up.
Same thing. Tubes tied.
No,
almost.
No. No, that's not what he mean. All of it
no.
closed up.
Yeah, yeah.
He mean
yeah.
all
and
of
I would require yeah. that all of my through. Men get closed up, too.
Yeah. No. Okay.
Yeah. Put a bag on your side and pee that away. I don't want nothing.
Oh, wow.
We don't nothing. Want nothing coming out of here. Nothing.
Oh, gosh. Are you insane?
He's still crazy. He's crazy.
You can't
I'm
use
thinking about
bathroom?
Getting my tubes tied to make sure I am not get pregnant by him. Would it be selfish for me to continue dating this man, know that I have no plans of having children with him? I mean, you can if you tell him he's still going to date you, though. Because you find his
head. And that's what the letter is
and
about.
Lord have mercy, you experience. You doing girl. Some things where these men can't even walk away. Now, so you had one that cheated, one on crack. For this one to stay, probably going to have to be in meth. Probably going to have to.
Oh, crack.
All right, that's crack it. That's man. It.
The
please
first one
leave
left
your comments.
For cheating, the other one left for alcoholic. This one's going to have to at least be met.
On today's letter, on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast as well. That's on demand.
Oh, she fine.
Coming up next, it is Junior. And Junior is requesting, instead of sports talk, some marital advice from you, Steve. We'll get into that right
hell
after this.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com.
the hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at High5Casino.com.
High Five Casino.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus
terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.